Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get all prayed up with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your mama. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up grandmama, granddaddy, grandson, and granddaughter. Wake them all up, whoever in that house this morning. Wake them up and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Wake them up now, y'all. Wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. Tell them to get up and listen. And let's have devotion this morning. Let's have devotion. Oh, I know what to do. I need to go out here and just get my roosters. My roosters know how to wake y'all up. Yes, they do. My roosters know how to wake y'all up. Wake them up, roosters. Wake them up, roosters. Yeah, my roosters know how to wake you up. Benny, Red, and Crow. Oh, yeah, that's Red right there. Red know how you wake you up. Thank you, Red. Thank you, Red. Red knows. Once Red gets started, Red don't know how to stop. Well, let me put you back up. Thank y'all. Thank y'all, roosters. I think they up. I think they up. I think, you know, if they don't get up with Red, it's two things. Either they can't hear, or either they don't want to get up because they can hear Red. This is a great song by James Cleveland, said, "This too will pass."
Just know it cannot last. you're going through, it cannot last. Hallelujah, this too will pass. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, it's gonna pass. Over will pass. Whatever your problem is, it will pass. That old sickness that you're wrestling with is gonna pass. Yeah, oh yeah. Those old bills that you can't get paid,
it's gonna pass.
It will pass. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
It's true.
It's true.
Don't worry, it's gonna pass. All the troubles, heartaches.
That was the late and great James Cleveland saying, "This too will pass. I don't care what your problem is today. This too will pass. All right, that's your song for today. That's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. Time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew chapter 17, 18, and 19. Reading along this morning with the Bible experience. I'm sorry, it's 18 through 20. Reading along this morning with the Bible experience.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked,
"Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
He called a little child, whom he placed among them, and he said,
"Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes a humble place becoming like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. If a brother or sister sins, go and point out the fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them."
Then Peter came to Jesus and asked,
"Lord, how many times shall I forgive someone who sins against me? Up to seven times?"
"I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him.
Be patient with me,"
he begged.
And I will pay back everything."
The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him.
"Pay back what you owe me,"
he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him.
"Be patient with me. I will pay you back."
But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said. "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive a brother or sister from your heart.
When Jesus had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went into the region of Judea, to the other side of the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to test him. They asked,
"Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?"
"Haven't you read that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate."
"Why then did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?"
"Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard, but it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another woman commits adultery."
The disciples said to him,
"If this is the situation between a husband and wife, it is better not to marry."
Jesus replied, "Not everyone can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been given. For some are eunuchs because they were born that way. Others have been made eunuchs, and others have renounced marriage because of the kingdom of heaven. The one who can accept this should accept it."
Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them.
Stand back.
"No, let the little children come to me. And do not hinder them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these."
When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Just then, a man came up to Jesus and asked,
"Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?"
"Why do you ask me about what is good?"
Jesus replied,
"There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments."
"Which ones?"
he inquired. Jesus replied,
"You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself."
"All these I have kept,"
the young man said.
"What do I still lack?"
Jesus answered,
"If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples,
"Truly I tell you, it is hard for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the rich to enter the kingdom of God."
When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked,
"Who then can be saved?"
Jesus looked at them and said,
"With human beings, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible."
Peter answered him,
"We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?"
Jesus said to them,
"Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, 'You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, 'Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?'
'Because no one has hired us,'
he said to them. 'You also go and work in my vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his supervisor,
Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first. The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came, and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more, but each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner.
These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour,
they said.
And you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day?
But he answered one of them, Friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? So, the last will be first, and the first will be last. Now Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. On the way, he took the 12 aside and said to them, We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death.
Leave us, Lord.
Hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life.
Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and kneeling down, asked a favor of him.
What is it you want?
He asked. She said,
Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom.
You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?
We can.
You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father.
When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said,
You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted,
Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us.
The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder,
Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us.
Jesus stopped and called them.
What do you want me to do for you?
Lord, we want our sight.
Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him.
All right, that was our scripture reading this morning. We read out of the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 18, 19, and 20. May God bless those who have heard and who have read his holy word. All right, it's prayer time now, y'all. It's prayer time. Let's gather around the altar. Come on, y'all, let's pray. Come on, son. Come on, daughter. Come on, mama, daddy, grandmama, grandbabies. Come on. Let's pray. We're going to pray. We're going to talk to the good Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for giving us another wonderful day. We thank you, dear God, for giving us another wonderful week. Lord, we have made it all the way to Friday. And Lord, we didn't make it this far on our own. But Lord, you have brought us every step of the way. And Lord, we don't believe you done brought us this far to just leave us. But we know, dear God, that you're going to be with us, dear God, because you promised in your word, dear God. You promised your disciples that, lo, I'll be with you always, even till the end of the age. We thank you, dear God, for your wonderful promises. Oh, Lord, we just thank you that you promised that you'll keep us, dear God, in your care. The scripture says, cast all your cares upon you because you care for us. And Lord, we even thank you for the privilege of prayer. You said, come boldly before your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And Lord, we need you right now. Lord, as we are going and thinking about the weekend, we're thinking about church on Sunday. Lord, we need you right now in our homes. Some of our homes, dear God, are messed up from the flow up. Dear God, we need you in our homes. We need you to save our loved ones, dear God. Save our mamas, save our daddies, save our sisters, save our brothers, save our nieces, save our nephews, save our grandsons and our granddaughters, dear God. Oh, dear God, oh, we ask that you would just rescue that prodigal son, rescue that prodigal daughter. For Lord, they was raised in the church, and now that they done got old, dear God, they done went out in the world, dear God. But Lord, you can bring them back, dear God, just like a fish that's hooked, dear God, and the fisherman can reel them in. Lord, you can reel them in. So Lord, reel in, dear God, that prodigal son and daughter. Lord, we pray that we can see him in church on this Sunday morning. Be with the pastors and the preachers and every auxiliary worker. Dear God, anoint them with power on high. And Lord, we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. We done sung our song. We done said our prayers. And we done had our scripture this morning. The clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly. Thank you for joining us today and all this week. Now listen, y'all, we still do In Your Corner. The radio station still going on the weekend. So those family members who hadn't been able to listen during the week, tell them to listen on the weekends, because we play the best of In Your Corner. We play the best of In Your Corner and Ghostbusters and all of it. We play the best of it. So listen on the weekend. Now let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour we minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. I'm getting ready to get your sermon on now for your early morning risers. So stay tuned for that. And at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. Somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again. And that's it, y'all. Wash our drum. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book and let you listen to a portion of a sermon I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book, let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, amidst any of these programs, we begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker, tell your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother. Tell somebody about us, because we are In Your Corner.